You're back with Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm Nick Bruner, in with you today. Thanks so much for finding the show. Coming up next, our in-studio performance and conversation with Vinny Gadara and the Dead Birds. Vinny sat down with host Randall White to talk about their second album, which came about with the help of crowdfunding, and it's called Shedding. Let's start with how the band first got together.
This was born of a solo project. We've been playing together since high school, but there was an offshoot of that where I played acoustic stuff by myself. And then a few years back, we started doing those songs with the full band, and that's how the first record came to be. And then this one, we approached writing more as a group.
Okay, tell us about the new album, Shedding. How is it different from your first record, Lows?
We approached it differently as far as the writing process goes, kind of anticipating that it would be more full. And there's sort of more dynamic opportunities when we're writing as a full band on both the louder end of things and the quieter end of things, and that there's a lot of space between we can work in. So I think we experimented more with textures, and there's a little bit more lead guitar stuff on this one.
What does shedding mean?
To me, it's shaking some naivety from your process, whether that's the learning process or the coping process.
Shed your ignorance a bit.
Exactly.
And become a better person along the way.
Ideally.
I'm going to give you a chance to climb into that, because we're going to have you play here in a matter of seconds, really. And Vinny, I'll ask you, while you're getting into position here, what song are you going to play, and what inspired you on this one?
We're going to be playing Vacation White. It's about convincing yourself that everything's okay.
Huh. Which some of us need to do around this time, right?
A real happy song.
Yeah. All right. Here we have Vinny Gadara and the Dead Birds playing Vacation White.
Thank you.
Excellent. Vacation White, Vinnie Gadara, and the Deadbirds live here in the Insight Studio. I know that you're using, at least in some cases, an acoustic guitar, but it's played through an electric setup. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's a byproduct of this having started as a solo project. So I ended up plugging my acoustic into my old electric setup and toying around with that until I found a sound that I liked. It resonates a lot differently than an electric guitar would. So I think it sounds and feels fuller than playing an electric. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you play bass. When people ask you, friends, family members, whoever you run into, how do you describe the band's sound?
We describe ourselves as indie rock, and it's hard to elaborate too much outside of that because we're kind of unique. I mentioned bands like Manchester Orchestra. Most of the bands that we mention that we sound like, a lot of people haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of try to get people to come to our shows to figure out
right.
what we sound
Hear
like.
Hear it for yourself, and then
right.
you can describe it.
Yeah.
Ian, you're on drums, and if I understand it, this last album was sort of a do-it-yourself project where you built your own drum kit.
Yeah, both albums were. So between Lowe's and Shedding, I built myself a new drum kit. Because I don't have enough stress in my life, so I decided to do this like really insane project. But I think it turned out okay.
And this is the one behind you right now.
Yes.
Here,
yeah.
All right. So I understand you guys successfully funded a Kickstarter campaign. That doesn't always happen for people, and in this case, it was so that you could get this album pressed onto vinyl. Congratulations, mm-hmm. first of all,
thank
to you guys
you.
On
thank
that.
You.
Why was it important to you to have a vinyl version?
I'm a big fan of physical media, and I like the physical presentation of a record. We did it on colored vinyl, and that's part of the overall vision for what I had in mind for this record in general. Yeah, between the cover art and the colored vinyl, I've always felt like that's necessary. There's a lot more available than there used to be. There's still not too many pressing plants, I don't think, mm-hmm. in the States.
You mentioned the artwork. Talk a little bit about that.
We did the artwork in my backyard. It's actually, if you look at the cover art for our first record, Lowe's, it's a picture of a tree in my backyard with a fruit fallen on the ground. The cover art for Shedding is the same spot in the backyard, but where the fruit was in the photo on the first record. It's actually a TV playing static on this one.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, I figure I'm writing about a lot of the same things, but maybe from a different perspective mm-hmm. that's a little less naive, but not necessarily more clear. So I just felt it was fitting for the cover art to reflect that.
And Ian and Kevin, we talked a little bit about you building your own drum set, but mm-hmm. you guys really do it all yourselves. You record it, mix it. The artwork's done in the backyard. It's like a home project.
Yeah, it's a learning process every time. I think this one was a little easier, being our second. It's cool. Like, we learn something new every time. And
what'd you learn this time around?
How I really wish we could record with a scratch track.
What's a scratch track for people that don't know?
So as a drummer, when you track a song, for the most part, it's the whole song in one take. So a scratch track is, for me, would be used as like a reference point. But with a lot of these songs, we'd been playing for a while and we rehearsed a lot before recording. So it ended up not really being an issue that we had the songs pretty much down when it came time to actually track the record.
Kevin, do you have a wish list or something that you learned along the way?
We were a lot more comfortable this time. We knew how we wanted to set up. We knew what kind of effects we wanted to use, just how we wanted the record to sound from start to finish. So I think it was a bit easier just because we were comfortable with it. And it gives doing it by yourself gives you more time to make sure everything is right.
Are you already on the vision for the third album?
No.
I think at this point, last time, we already had a few songs written for the second album.
Uh-huh.
And this time we're not quite there yet.
We do have time to hear another song here, By Rote. Explain the title on that one.
This one's kind of about learning the same lessons over and over and over again.
Vinny Gadara and the Dead Birds. That's Vinny on guitar, Kevin Hayes on bass, and Ian McDonald on that DIY drum set. Links, videos, and more from the Sacramento scene on the internet. Capradio.org/insightmusic. Vinny Gadara's sophomore album, Shedding, is out now. This is a cut from that album called Part of the Act. Back in a minute with more Insight Music here on Cap Radio. Dark Street.